Welcome to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. This podcast is for self-employed business owners just like you, who really want to grow their business and become successful and profitable, but without all the stress and hassle. I want to share my 30 years of business experience to show you how simple it can be to earn more money and how you can get organized without needing a business degree or any other qualifications. I'll be talking about the easy steps that you can put in place right now to start earning more money today and to help you get the business that you deserve and dream of. Without further ado, let's get started. This week's podcast is sponsored by Pocket PA, helping self-employed business owners to get organized, understand their finances, and do their accounts all in one place using a powerful online tool. If you're serious about making a profit and having a successful business, then using a simple digital web app like Pocket PA is the best way to grow and scale your business. Visit pocketpa.com for more details and start managing your money like a pro today. Hello and welcome to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. Now, this is a follow-on second half of the last episode I recorded, where I was joined by business marketing coach Sarah Cook, and we talked about an update and things going on in Pocket PA recently and what I've been up to behind the scenes in my business. So do go back and listen to that episode if you want to hear the full story. And today I continue on my chat with Sarah to share another new business that I'm going to be launching in 2024, and I am so excited to share it with you for the first time here on the podcast. But first, we kick off and start by chatting about confidence in business. Confidence is one of those things that is built from the inside out. And a lot of people, me included, when I've had periods with quite low self-esteem, different periods of my life when things haven't been going so well, I think you always have to come back to building up your own self-esteem. And in the book, I've got a six C's confidence framework where I talk about actually not having to go outside your comfort zone in order to be able to build your confidence, because it can actually happen when you're on the edge of your comfort zone, because we all perform better when we are in our comfort zone. We know that once you get outside of your comfort zone, especially if it's too far out of your comfort zone, that's when things start to break down and you get into the panic zone and you retreat so far back that you might feel anxious and nervous about ever trying something that seems a little bit challenging. So in the book, we talk about the six C's confidence framework, which is actually how you can start building your confidence from the comfort of your comfort zone, so to speak. And there's some very clear steps to enable you to improve your self-esteem, because how we portray ourselves, particularly when we are in a small business, is so vital, because we are often the face of the brand. And it's, you know, people look to you, you are the business is you 9 times out of 10, particularly if you don't have a team and you are working as a solopreneur. So I think it's really important that we have that inner self-confidence, that we practice building our self-esteem, that we have self-care. It's not selfish. It's a really vital part of looking after ourselves and our business. It's important that we invest in ourselves. And that could be with, you know, like I've invested in myself, having you as a coach, and having other people to support my business, to see my vision. And I think just as we talk about children, you know, growing up in a village and a village bringing up a child in a community, it's the same when we have a business. It's important that you recognize you don't have to do everything yourself. You know, we wear a lot of hats as a business owner, and we're everything from the receptionist to the deliverer to the customer service to the debt collector to the accountant to the bookkeeper to the social media creator. All of those things, I talk about those in the book about all the different hats that we wear, and how we do that competently without burning ourselves out, because that can be really jarring and you know, a real danger red flag zone for us as a small business owner if we haven't got a model that is a sustainable you know, environment for ourselves to be able to function in. Then we aren't going to be able to keep it going for the long term, and our actual business is going to have a very short shelf life, unfortunately. So it's vital that we have a look at a broad spectrum of things when we're setting up our business, and those are all part of the things that we've included in the book to make sure. I've included in the book.
You've included it. It's your book. I've written it.
Yeah,
you're amazing.
I don't know why. I don't like sounding bigger than I am. And yet I've just done it there by saying we've included, I've done in the book. So everything that's been written in there is my words. It's not been done by a ghostwriter.
And it's from your experience as well, you know, yes. Not just from yourself, but also, you know, your journey through business, your experience with working with your daughter and setting up her business. And I think it just, you know, when you've had 30 years of experience, being able to pull that all into a book that feels like a really lovely structured manual that, and one of the things that I love, it's not going to be a book that you just read once and that's it. Like, it's actually there as a tool book that you can come back to it. You can have those sense checks. You can, you know, as you've got a new idea, you can check the validation for it as you're growing and evolving your business. And actually that brings me into a really lovely segue for what you've been developing going forward, because as you've been writing this book, as you've been creating and growing Pocket PA, and it's given you other ideas because you've been speaking to different business owners, and tell us about, I'm not going to even share the name because I want you to do that, because you've developed another business, haven't you? So tell us about this. I love that you're just multi-passionate. And so it's so inspirational, because I think as people running a business or thinking about setting up a business and having that seed of an idea, you are literally walking the talk of your book and how you've grown your businesses and looked at whether there's ideas that can be validated and the success of them. So tell us a little bit more about the new thing that you've got coming.
Yeah. And I think this all ties in with the neurodiversity element of me, that I was quite a late diagnosed autism. And I had that a couple of years ago now. And I think that has really cemented for me that it's given me that permission and that freedom to realize that I am very creative, entrepreneurial, and I have so many ideas pinging off, but I also have to put the reins on, making sure that I don't go off into so many directions that I can't focus on things that I really want to sort of, you know, fine tune and laser focus my time on. But I've had a business idea brewing, and I suppose it germinated, and the seed was really sown in 2015 when I ran the London Marathon, my only ever marathon that I will be running, just to put it out there. I don't mind a half marathon, although even that's beyond my capabilities at the moment. But I suppose another thing that cemented it, just to be a little bit more off tangent, and also this year when I've been doing my podcasts, I have actually been so lucky to have some guests on, not only talking about their businesses, but there's been some really inspiring for me business owners that have been talking about really key businesses in the positivity and the uplifting arenas. You know, two that come to mind specifically, Sarah Oakley with her Brave Bird Club, and also Holly Matthews, the Happy Project. And I have loved, you know, interviewing everybody. Everybody has been very positive. And, you know, as business owners, we do tend to be glass half full rather than half empty. But I loved being just chatting with them about all the good, the feel good stuff around their businesses. And it kind of crystallized for me that I wanted to also be aligned with a very happy, cheery, good, feel good, joyous project. And so I decided that I would unpack and explore the kernels of what I had been sort of germinating for quite some years. And it has materialized in my new business, which will be coming out soon. I'm not going to put a date on it because I think that creates a lot of pressure. But it's called Cheer We Go. And I found the name has just really resonated with everything that we're looking to do with the business of Cheer We Go. And it's about cheering people on or cheering people up. So there is only positivity and goodness. You know, there is no other angle to it. It's about cheering people on, cheering people up. And it's for those unsung heroes, those superheroes in our lives that need cheering on or cheering up at certain key moments in their lives. So the idea behind it is that we're going to do that with a collection of voice notes. And if you have a superhero that you want to celebrate or, you know, send a collection of voice notes to, you will go onto the Cheer We Go platform and you will create that collection. So it could be Katie's marathon, or it could be a thank you message for a teacher at the end of term, might be for a bride and groom getting married. You want to cheer them on and wish them well on their journey. It could be somebody that's unwell in hospital that's going through a difficult period of time. It could be so many different opportunities, a golden wedding anniversary for your grandparents or whatever it is. But we know that the power of voice is so important. And we all know that if somebody were to pass away and they have a voice message recorded on their answer phone, it's very difficult to ever delete that or not go back and listen to it and just hear that person's voice one more time. We know how powerful a voice can be. And so what I wanted to do was to give this opportunity of a collection of voice notes. So you would go to the Cheer We Go platform, you would create a collection of voice notes for Katie's marathon day or whatever, and then you would get a shareable link that you would share out with all the BFFs, the friends, the family members that want to also cheer Katie on for her marathon. And they would get this shareable link, which would give them the opportunity to record a voice note. So dad jokes are allowed. They will make somebody laugh. So there's no need to be perfect in the voice note. I don't want people having to feel overstressed and rehearsed. It's so important that we're relatable and we're just chatty on the voice note. And it's about just telling them why they matter, why we're cheering them on, how amazing they are. And we encapsulate that in this little voice note, which can be anything from, you know, seconds, half a minute to a couple of minutes or even longer if you've got something that you really want to impart. And then once it's recorded, it gets synced back onto the Cheer We Go platform within the collection. And the chief of everything organizer, the CEO of the voice note, can reorganize the order that they're going to be played in. They can record an intro and an outro. And then it will all get wrapped up in time for it to be delivered with a shareable link for the superhero to be able to download and have that as an MP3 and listen to on their phone, on their tablet, on their device, and really get inside their head at that moment that they need to have that support and that cheering on or that cheering up. So whether they're listening to it, you know, as a breastfeeding mum at 3 a.m. when they've got their new little baby and everyone's saying, oh my God, congratulations on the birth of your baby. You know, it's so wonderful. You're doing a great job being a new mum. To that person that's hitting the wall at mile 20, that's thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to make it to the end of that finish line. It's about having those moments that people remember and they realize how much they matter to so many people. So whether you're the CEO and you're the organizer and that kind gift giver of that voice note and you're the one that's instigated it, or whether you're part of the cheer squad that is going to record one of those supportive messages for that superhero, there is a place for everyone to sit and to say something positive, to really uplift somebody and to stay connected, because we all need a lot more cheering on from the sidelines and to be reminded about how wonderful we are. And we're on this planet for such a short time in the scheme of things. We're just a tiny speck, a little grain of sand. And it's important that we get the opportunity to celebrate people when they're here. So I think we don't need to stay quiet anymore. We need to have our voice heard. We need to share and tell people why they matter, why they're important, and how amazing they are. So I want Cheer We Go. It's going to be called a Cheer We Go. We're going to, you know, the first part of the website will say, what's a Cheer We Go? And we start explaining it, because I know it's going to be a new concept for people. But it's basically this collection of voice notes to cheer people on or cheer people up, if that makes sense.
It's such a lovely idea. And I think it's just, because it's so different and it's so novel, but actually it brings together something that is so powerful and meaningful. And so simple and easy as well. Like, I think, I mean, I love sending WhatsApp messages. It was a friend's birthday today and I just dropped her a quick note. And, you know, I have sent her the birthday card and all of those other things. And I think it's just that thoughtfulness. But it's also, do you know what? If you forget to do something, you can still do that and you can turn it on quite quickly. So it's okay. So it's for, you know, when, as business owners, as people generally, we're juggling so many things that, if you're a recipient of that, just knowing that people have thought about you, it just, we all love to know that. We all love to receive a message and say, you know, even just from one person saying, oh, I've been thinking of you. Whether it's positive or if you're going through a tough time, this doing it as a collective, that cheer squad that you called it, it's such a lovely idea. And it doesn't matter, you know, it just cuts through all the problems of technology, the postal stuff, all of those different things, even just location. You know, I've lived abroad for years and just being able to send things across to people is so frustrating from a postal perspective. And of course we have email, but it's not the same as hearing someone's voice or having that quick conversation kind of thing. And this kind of cuts and allows that to happen. And you can listen back to it. So if you are having those wobble moments, or as you say, you're at that mile 20, you've hit that wall of the marathon, this just provides that extra boost for somebody. positively or if they're going through a tough time. And I just think it's such a, it's just about cheering people up. It's about cheering them on. It's just a really lovely, positive thing. And I don't think you can have enough of that in the world that we, especially as we're currently living in, we touched on it earlier of, you know, there's so many negative things that we hear within the media. And, you know, I've stopped listening and watching the media because it doesn't do my mental health any good. But actually being in a space where we get to shift that and allow positivity to be spread further is really, really powerful. So I love it.
I also think because, you know, videos are, we're bombarded daily with so many videos and things. And I think the anxiety around if you were to have to put a video with the voice note, you know, with it being a video recording, because I've toyed with the idea of starting with that video platform. But I thought, you know what, people get so anxious when they have to record something that's got them, you know, do I look okay? Oh my goodness, you know, what behind me, all the background lighting and all that sort of thing. So I just thought, you know what, let's keep it super simple. It's the voice that matters. It's what the person is saying. It's not what the person looks like behind it or any of those things that are really superficial and don't matter. It's the voice, it's the tone, it's the message, it's the laughter, it's the smile that they can pick up from that, that voice. And that's the bit that connects people. Because, you know, I certainly know if I could hear my dad just say my name one more time, it takes you back to a place that is really sort of inside yourself. So hearing all of those people reinforcing that good message, and again, like you said, being able to listen to it again and again. And when I was thinking about the when I was thinking about the thank you for the end of term cheer we go for that teacher, you know, you can, all the children in the class can just do a little voice note to say, thank you, Mrs. Jones, you've really helped me with my maths and you give the best cuddles. And, you know, for that teacher to have 30 students in her class, the class of 23, you know, you don't know where those children are going to go on to at some point. But for a teacher to cherish and actually realise how appreciated they are at the end of term. And it's such a simple thing that the parents can organise, and little Sally and Simon can record their voice notes in their little voice. And, you know, the teacher can either guess who it is or the child can introduce themselves. But I think it's such a lovely way to sort of show our appreciation and to celebrate people, because, you know, in this day and age, there is so much commercialism and you can throw money at things and, you know, you can buy gifts and more expensive gifts and more elaborate gifts. But the actual power of giving your time and sharing your words and from the heart saying how much somebody has impacted you or they mean to you or how much someone matters, that that is a priceless gift and something that can be imparted to someone. And I pretty much think most people are au fait now with being able to record a voice note. And the remit that I gave to my team was, this has got to be so simple that your granny could do it, because I want grannies to be recording voice notes, because that's the other aspect. You know, once people do pass on, we don't capture the essence of our grandparents or people's voices to be able to hear again. And one of the other elements that we're doing in Cheer We Go is a storytelling Cheer We Go. So it enables grandparents or caregivers that want to record a story for their grandchild or a little one to be able to listen to at bedtime. They can read a whole bedtime story or a series of different books, and then the parent can play that back for the child in the evening, and they can have their grandparent or some other special person's voice reading them a story at bedtime while mum or dad runs around, you know, clearing the bath out or picking up toys and shoes and getting things ready for the next day. That child can be connected to that grandparent or that other person reading their storytelling Cheer We Go. And then you've got that person's voice for life to be able to listen back to as a memory in that treasure box. And I think that that's a really, really key aspect that we want to also do to enable people to, you know, hear people's voices and keep memories alive.
Absolutely. So where can people find out? You've got an Instagram account already set
I have up, yes, we've got at the moment we've got cheerwego.io for our Instagram, but I'm hoping that we will be able to get Cheer We Go because we're trademarking that. We've got a website coming out very soon, cheerwego.com. I've got the domain name at great expense, and we are just working on the branding, so it is very early doors at the moment. But if you're listening to this in at a much later date, hopefully we will be off the ground and running. And I also have great aspirations. This is another aspect aspect that sort of feeds back into the Pocket PA and the business element, I'm very keen to have a business cheer we go. And the business cheer we go will be another aspect of us being able to cheer a small business on, or any business really. But particularly for small business owners, we need a lot of cheering on. But a business cheer we go will enable the business owner to be able to create a shareable link that they can share out with their clients and their customers. And it will enable their clients and their customers to super easily leave a review about their business on a voice note, which can literally take, you know, seconds to a minute or so. And then it can be transcribed by us in order for them to be able to repurpose and use on their social media, on their website or whatever. And you know that if somebody says something over, you know, half a minute to a minute, that's going to give you quite a few sentences that you can actually use as a testimonial or a client review effectively and to repurpose. So it makes it super simple for business owners to be able to collect reviews on their business. People are much more likely to be able to leave a quick voice note. It's super simple to do, rather than think, oh gosh, I've got to log in, I've got to go to that form, I've got to fill in the thing, I've got to register an account, blah, 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 blah. All of those things that create barriers to people actually leaving you amazing five-star reviews. If they can leave it in a voice note, it quickly gets synced with your Cheer We Go platform. And then as the business owner, you can utilize that. They've given permission for that testimonial to be used on their website or their social media. And it's a really quick and easy way to move forwards and connect people with being able to collect reviews and testimonials for that third party affirmation to boost their business journey.
So many exciting things going on in the Caro Sison world at the moment. We've got your book, we've got your Cheer We Go, we've obviously got Pocket PA that's growing, and there's some amazing freebies within there as well with the income calculator. Where is the best place to kind of connect with you? We've obviously talked about Cheer We Go on Instagram. We've got pocketpa.gb on Instagram. We've got your website, carosison.com.
I'm everywhere.
All Pocket PA website. All the links are going to be in the, in the notes.
I'm going to put all the links in the show notes, Sarah. So that will be the best and quickest way, because, you know, sometimes people just like to look on a website and get a bit more exploring. Other people just want to go fast and easy onto social media. So yeah, all the social media links. There's going to be carosison.com is where I sort of evolve out of now on Instagram. I'm not a great Facebook person, but I have started on TikTok. I think I'm there as the small business whisperer, which is all very random, the things that I put on there. But I know I need to be connecting with younger audiences and stuff. But I promise there's no dancing. But yeah, all the links are going to be on the show notes. I will make sure that they're down below for people to be able to connect.
Oh, what an amazing conversation. We've just covered lots of different things, but, you know, not surprising, because you've been super, super busy over the last few months. And I think just being able to share that with your audience is just is really powerful, just to for them to get excited about what's coming, making sure that all the listeners are on the wait lists to be the first to hear of these amazing things when they do come out into the world. So congratulations on everything that you've been working on.
Thank you. And it's been so fun to do this with you, Sarah. I really appreciate that. It's definitely flowed much better than me delivering all of that information
to
a blank screen. So you've been a great interviewer today on my Earn More Stressless podcast. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
So as I say, everything is in the show notes if you want to connect and find out more about anything that Sarah and I have been talking about. But anyway, have a great day. Make sure you are earning more, stressing less, and I will catch up again with you very soon.
Thanks for listening to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. If you've enjoyed this week's episode, then do hit subscribe so we can catch up again soon. And please kindly leave a review if you've got a moment, and share with anyone else that you think this podcast could help on their self-employed journey. If you're ready to make bigger breakthroughs in your business life and want to get way more organized and understand your finances the really simple way, then start your very own 14-day free trial today using the super powerful software tool Pocket PA that I made for my own son and daughter. Go to pocketpa.com/podcast and let's get you on the way to earning more money and stressing much less. Have a great week, whatever you're doing.